I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Dozens lined up near damaged buildings in Izium Sunday to receive humanitarian aid. The Ukrainian city was held by Russian forces for 6 months until its recapture in early September. The city is still without electricity, gas, and water, but mobile communication has. Ukraine's president says Russia's rush to mobilize hundreds of thousands of recruits to staunch stinging losses is acknowledgement that its army is not able to fight. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also told American broadcaster CBS he's bracing for more Russian strikes on Ukraine's electrical infrastructure as the weather gets colder. He says this winter will be very difficult. If Russia uses nuclear weapons in Ukraine, the U.S. says it will act decisively, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A warning for Russia when it comes to nuclear weapons from White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
If Russia crosses this line, there will be catastrophic consequences for Russia. The United States will respond decisively.
He adds that the U.S. spelled out for Russia privately and in greater detail exactly what that means.
They would be catastrophic if Russia had went down the dark road of nuclear weapons use.
He also says while the Russian army is in trouble and the Ukrainian army is making advances on the battlefield, that doesn't mean the danger is over. Sullivan made his comments on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm Julie Walker.
The Ukraine war has not deterred Bulgarian Russophiles, who rallied in the center of the country Sunday to show their support. The Balkan state is an EU and NATO member with historically close ties to Russia. The pro-Moscow rally came as Sofia readies to return to the polls and the country grasped.